Through Little's rambling soliloquies and interviews with his surviving relatives, authorities sketched out some more of the killer's backstory. As an infant, he was abandoned by his mother and then raised by his grandparents in Lorain, Ohio. Aunts and uncles all said it was a fairly normal upbringing. L.A. County Prosecutor Beth Silverman helped fill in some details. By age 16, Little was arrested on suspicion of burglary. He dropped out of high school, and by age 30, his rap sheet included aggravated assault with a gun. He lived out of his car, kept a string of girlfriends in several cities, and committed his first homicide in Florida at age 42. His family weren't child abusers, adds Silverman. He's just evil. For the families of his victims, Little's confessions have at least brought answers, if not peace. It's not doing me any favors to know who did this, says June Luneberger, who is 57, whose mother Julia was killed in Saucier, Mississippi in 1978. June still relives the horror she felt when she learned of her mother's death. I remember sitting there with an investigator when I was 15, and he tells me, "Your mother was raped with foreign objects," she recalls, "and she spent years afterward being bounced among 15 foster homes." There's no closure, says June. It opened up a whole other door of pain. She never got to meet my husband, my children, my grandchildren. He took all that away. Reginald Thomas can't forget the two big thumbprints he saw pressed into his older sister Melissa's neck when he saw her body after her 1996 murder. Little's confession to meeting Melissa in a nightclub parking lot and strangling her in an Opelousas, Louisiana graveyard the next day included a vividly accurate description of her short hair and single gold tooth, but did not capture her spirit. She loved to dance and dress up. She was a good caretaker and probably would have been a sweet mother, says Reginald, who is 46. His parents didn't live to see Little answer the questions they had haunted them for years, but Reginald staged a balloon release after learning the truth a year ago. "I feel she can finally rest because she knows that her family now knows what happened," he says. Little is showing remorse by opening up. "For me to move forward, I have to forgive him." As for Pearl, who blames Little for the big black hole in her life, she sees no remorse. "He's got nothing in his eyes. Now he wants his glory for his disgustingness," she says. "But it's good that all these people can finally have the answer to what happened to their loved ones, and we've got a huge monster off the streets."